Word of mouth. From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. A 2012 study from the University of Michigan shows that female drivers now outnumber male drivers for the first time. At the same time, there is some evidence revealing that buying a car at a dealership can be a much more difficult experience for women than men. So what about shopping for vehicles online? Writer Jamie Page Deaton is managing editor of U.S. News Best Cars. She joins us now to talk about the role that gender can play when buying a new car in person and online. Jamie, always great to have you.
Thank you very much.
So why might a woman have a more difficult time buying a car at a dealership?
It just comes down to the way the automotive industry has treated women in the past, and that has been from a position that's honestly very condescending. I think that's starting to change a little bit, but, you know, when women go into dealerships, I think a lot of the time, and this is not true for every woman, but women can feel a little bit overwhelmed, out of their element. Buying a car is stressful for anybody, but if you feel like the dealership isn't paying enough attention, if they're talking to your husband more than they're talking to you, not even making eye contact with you, it can be an intimidating experience.
And women traditionally are not as good at negotiating. Of course, that is shifting too. But do you think that that's a moment of intimidation for them?
Oh, definitely. I think as women, we're socialized to be nice. We don't want people to dislike us. And when you're sitting across the table from a car salesman and they're saying, well, this is the best price that I can give you, I think as a woman, you're sort of tempted to say, well, I'll take that. That's fine. Instead of pushing back and saying, you know what? I actually think you can do a little bit better. Here's the price I'm willing to pay. Can you meet me there? Mm-hmm. And again, it's just that risk that we've been socialized to want to have everybody like us. And pushing back, I think, is hard for a lot of women to do, not just negotiating over a car price, but anything, you know, negotiating for a raise, things like that.
Well, we went and looked at some of the car ads, traditional car ads, which are always interesting, you know, and as a marker of time and an indication. Many of them clearly aimed at men, but even more recent ones, it looks like you have the sort of soccer mom stereotype or, you know, the kind of hot chick in a fast car stereotype. Does the automotive industry get women, Jamie?
I think they're starting to. I think you're seeing a lot less of, say, the hot chick, you know, riding on a hot car type ad, and you're seeing sort of smarter ads. Obviously, there's the soccer mom stereotype, but that tends to be shown in a very positive light, where that mom is so smart because she's got all these features in her new car and she's able to care for her family. You also see some ads where the women are having just as much fun as the men. I'm thinking of there's a Hyundai ad where the dad is shown taking his kids on all their adventures in their new Hyundai, and he says, don't tell mom. And then the last shot is the kid skydiving with someone, and the person takes off her helmet, and it's the mom saying, don't tell dad. And so, I mean, it's in a lot of cases, women are starting to get on more equal footing. I would still like to see, and you notice this particularly in luxury car commercials, I'd like to see women driving more. It seems like anytime there's a man and a woman in a car ad, the woman doesn't get to drive.
Good point.
And it's just, it's a small thing, but it still sort of indicates this idea that, hey, when it comes to car buying, men are still in charge.
Is that why so many women are buying now online?
I don't know. I mean, that's certainly part of it. But I think it's not just women who are buying more online. Online car buying has really exploded within the last 10 years. And what it comes down to is all consumers, not just women, feel more informed when they can buy a car online. I was talking to Seth Berkowitz, who is the CEO of Edmunds, and they just launched a car buying program through their site. And he said that 54% of people they spoke to, when asked what's the one thing that they felt that they needed when buying a car, was the price. I mean, when you're buying a car, you never know exactly what you should be paying. And now, with so many car buying sites online, you're able to get the exact price, or the invoice price, which is what the car costs the dealer. And you're able to see, all right, what's a fair price for me to pay for this car in this area? And you're able to go in, be more informed. You can either use that information that you've gathered online to negotiate in person at the dealer, or you can do all of your negotiation online via email and really save yourself a lot of times and headaches.
Well, you obviously can't test drive online, but mm-hmm. So what are the limits? How far can one go?
One can pretty much do everything but test drive the car online, just like you pointed out. And I think this is something where a lot of dealerships are catching up to it and getting smart about it. One thing you can do over at like the U.S. News car site is you can actually get a certified price coupon where you can take that to the dealer, and the dealer will honor honor it. So, but in essence, you don't even have to negotiate. It's just, here's the price. There you go. You're out the door. At other places, what you can do is you can just start emailing the dealership and say, hey, what's your best price? A lot of sites hook you up with a number of different dealers, so you can start playing the dealers off of each other, which is something that I've done when I've bought a car, and it's ended up working out very well because you're able to say, really, this guy across town is offering me this, and you're offering that. How are you going to beat this deal? And it really makes the dealers work for your business. And you also have the luxury of time to respond to those emails as opposed to just being stuck in the dealership. You're across the desk. You're tired. I mean, because you've been negotiating. You've been looking at cars. You're a little bit confused. But, I mean, if you're doing it online, you're sitting on your couch. You've got your feet up. You've got a snack. And you can say to yourself, I'm going to think about this and respond tomorrow. Mm. It takes a lot of the pressure off.
So you do have the dealerships. Obviously, this is Craigslist for private sales. Any other good options for buying cars online? Any other sites?
Well, I mean, obviously, I've got to plug U.S. News because we do put people in contact with dealers. We do offer real-time pricing information. Edmunds just launched a program where they also guarantee the price, and you can shop from live inventory. Cars.com has a similar feature. Really, any site on the internet where you can read a car review, they're going to be able to hook you up with dealers so you can negotiate online. And dealers are going to then bring their best deal to you in that respect because they know that they're competing with other dealers then. If you just go on a Saturday afternoon to the dealership, that dealer has already sort of won half the battle because they already physically have you in their space. But if you're not there and they know that you're actively talking with other dealers, they're in a little bit, you know, more of a shaky position, and so they have to work a little bit harder to get your business, and they know that. And that's one of the big advantages of buying online.
Given all the options online, is it the best way to buy a car now, or is the old-fashioned walk into the dealership still a good option?
I think it just depends on how you like to do things. I like to do a lot of the negotiating online. I still like to go to the dealership quite a bit, too. But, I mean, the most important thing, make sure that you're an educated consumer. Stick up for yourself. And whether that means doing it over email or doing it in person, have the information that you need to buy a car and make a smart decision.
Jamie, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Jamie Page Deaton, managing editor of U.S. News Best Cars. And we have some links posted to more about buying cars online. That's at wordofmouthradio.org.